Welcome
back to
Daytime Podcast.
I was about to say the other one.
I stole your line.
Yeah, I was about to say the other one there for a second. The Daytime Tea Club. I was like, wait, no, this is not Tea Club. This is podcast.
This is our catch up.
Yeah, this is our monthly. This is our end of the month catch up, even though you're like, wait, but it's in May. But no, because May is 5 weeks and it's not the first week of May. This is technically the last week of April, even though it's in May now. But yeah.
You dig.
You get it. We are in our catch up. You know,
guys,
we're in this area.
I think my number was added to one of those like scam, like free spins. Click here for free spins. Because I've been getting messages from them.
Well,
so I just thought I'd add that in there.
Yeah, but your number has probably just been out for a while for whatever like thing that's gone on or whatever, you know. So like,
I'm so sick and tired of like spam calls, spam messages, spam jobs.
Yeah,
what's up with that?
Lots of different
spam
things.
Spam everything.
It's one of them things, you know. Once your number is breached in one of those data leaks, it's out
it's
there.
Done.
It's free game for all those people who buy the information to be able to use whatever they want for it, like as in like to call it and all that stuff and send text and so on and so forth. And it's annoying.
Yeah.
You just have to block them and then move on and just keep.
And
doing
then
it.
Block the next one and block mm-hmm. the next one.
Exactly, because you just use automated numbers and stuff like that.
So, what's your weekly stand-up?
Well, is there even a weekly stand-up in a
yeah.
catch-up when we are
yeah.
already being caught up?
Well, yeah, because I have a little weekly stand-up that's not related to what we want to talk about. Well, now that we have to talk about anything.
Yeah.
Because it's a catch-up, actually.
What's your week? Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I take it back. I take there's no weekly
stand-up. There's no weekly stand-up in a catch-up. It's
a catch-up is whatever
like,
we
even,
want.
Even usually for the catch-ups, I usually don't even timestamp it because I'm like,
we're just catching up.
It's just catching up. Like, yeah. The whole idea of this is, like, it's not, like, formal. Like, it's not like our show is formal in the first place anyway. But, like, it's definitely a lot more, like informal. Just
relax.
A chat, you know, relaxed chat. And so that's why we're here, you know, just, like, talking about whatever. So, you know what? Since you have at least something here besides the stuff I want to talk about, what is it that you got for us?
Do you know what I have for you guys? I have the fact that, obviously, I read. I'm a reader or whatever. I recently finished a book that I rated 5 out of 5 stars,
yes.
Which is like monumental or whatever.
Yes.
And it's called 3 Strikes and You're Mine by R.S. Gray, right? I love the book so much. It's basically about this like baseball player who has a daughter, and then there's this girl who she's a pastry chef, but she's like looking for gigs because she lost her job, whatever. And she's house sitting his home, but then him and his daughter end up going there and they're looking to fire her because it's like, we don't need you here anymore to house sit. But she's like, well,
okay.
I'm a pastry chef. I can cook for you guys if you need a house cook, whatever. So
try
she stays.
Get that bag.
Yeah. Because she's desperate. Like, she has no job. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
So she ends up like, you know, staying there, forming a bond with the daughter, and like, it was just such a beautiful, cute story, and it was written in a way that I haven't really read a book before. And when I'm saying that, I mean like the way time was progressing was very interesting to me.
Was it quick? Was it slow? Was it?
It was quick. It was just the perfect amount.
Okay. But,
and then she didn't go to a new chapter every time something changed. Do you get me?
It was,
like if the setting changed, it was.
It wasn't.
Same.
It was a new chapter. It was just
I
like.
I loved that because I feel like sometimes we don't need a new like as in a chapter doesn't have to have everything. It could have multiple different things,
yeah.
You know? So I really liked that. I was a 5 out of 5. I really loved it. But then, right? And this is the problem. This is the problematic part. She wrote a follow-up book on like a spin-off of the other relationship that was mentioned in the book.
Inside the book, okay.
You know? It was about the athlete, the baseball player's sister, falling in love with we don't know who. Right?
Whoever this other person is, yeah.
Right? I hated it. The book was so bad, I gave it a 2 out of 5.
Damn, what a big
I
fall
know.
From grace. She had the 5 out of 5, guys, and now she's 2 out of 5.
So my point is that I'm so, so disappointed that an author can't, like, keep their same energy.
But it might just be, like, due to the fact that, once again, it's a different story. And so maybe she intended it to be a different style because it fits those characters more. Like, it could be a situation of, like, that style fits those characters from her perspective. Like, she doesn't want to do the same thing twice, especially when it's, like, different characters. Like, you, like you want to try, like I know some are like writers treat each character as their own person, and it's like a style has to suit that person. So maybe she didn't feel like the original style fit that person.
So I get you, but here's some of the reasons I give it a low star, because I write reviews to myself. I don't
Nicola post writes reviews.
I don't post these out on the internet. But right, first of all, right, terrible writing, not compared to the first one, right, which sucked.
Subjective.
Subjective, of course, of course. But obviously, when there's a specific writing style, you're going to notice that it's not the same.
Yeah, exactly.
So it wasn't the same, right? There are a lot of eye roll moments and a lot of like cliche moments, which like you see those romance movies.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a lot of that.
But maybe, once again, she just wanted to try instead.
No, okay. I get it.
Subjective.
It was extremely dragged out. There were so many things that just did not need all that information. And you would think with the initial story, not having as much happen as just them in the house, nothing felt like it was dragged out. But with this book, it was like, why are we talking about this? Like, let's calm down. Okay. The biggest problem. Mm-hmm.
What's the biggest thing?
The love happened like really randomly between them two because they spent like relatively no time together. In the book, it was such little moments that they actually spent getting to know each other that it made no sense how they got so attracted to each other.
Maybe it's one of those like it happened in the background kind of things.
I'm reading a book about it. Give me the stuff. It
happened in the background.
I was so
The question is, are you which book is first?
The one I read.
The one you read that
the
you
like.
The
one I read, yes.
Yeah, so.
That was first.
It's possible that she wanted to just change things up and try a different writing style.
How do you get me so intrigued?
And you're like, two, maybe she just wanted a different writing style specifically for this couple because she felt like it deserved it. And she did certain things she deserved. So, like, and that's the thing. And I think that's a pretty interesting way. I think that's much better because then
The book was bad. Like, the story was bad.
Yes, but then you have two different things. Like, it's bad to you, but she obviously liked the way she wrote it because she put it out
maybe
into the world.
Maybe she's looking for a cash grab.
Well, she put it into the world either way.
Yeah, but let me tell you something, right? I was reading some reviews, and the three strikes in your mind, like, people were like, this is worse than her original books, right?
Mm.
Which tells me that she was writing good books, and they're just getting worse and worse.
But you gave that one a 5 out
yeah,
of 5.
Yeah, I did.
So
that's where I started.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, let's say you go back to the first books, right? And let's say you don't like those books.
Yeah.
It proves my point that
she's just doing
iterative different ways for different things.
No, I get that, right?
Because writing is so subjective.
I agree. And that's what I always say. Books are extremely subjective. Like, if I'm in the bad mood mentally myself, I might not actually enjoy a book that's actually good, right? That's going to have an impact on how I rate a book.
Especially when you're also comparing one book to another book.
I know.
Especially because it's the same writer.
I know. But I think for me, standards were so high because I was reading a lot of Wattpad books because I didn't want to pay for books, right? Mm. So it was like the free stuff. And I came across Chasing Red by Isabel Ronan. And that was like one of her first books. And I was like, oh my God, this is so good. I think I've even talked about it here before. I got my friends to read it. And then she continued the story. It was two books. Phenomenal. And then she went on a spinoff to talk about a different couple, and they're so consistently good. Like, her writing is just so
consistent.
The story is consistent. I feel like she's just a very detailed person. Like,
just, but isn't that just because she's writing exactly the same in every single story, but just has to be different characters in different settings?
Perhaps, perhaps. But she moves the story in like such an endearing way to me personally. Yeah. And like, I feel like the stories are so different of the two characters. Like, she's able to portray these characters
but the stories are different,
well,
but the writing style is similar. Whereas it sounds like this other person might be trying to just do different things.
Well, stop that. Okay.
For each writing style.
Anyways, guys, that was my little rant.
But no, I hear you. I hear you. Like, it's definitely a little bit frustrating, especially when you have the other writer who's very consistent in all her books. You're like, why can't she be consistent? And like, you come to expect something. But even I've had read books in which like each book, even though it's part of a trilogy, each book is different.
That just,
like,
this is why I stay away from series. This is a big reason why I don't read second, third books, because I just, I don't know. I just feel like I'll be disappointed. But this one was free.
But sometimes they're really good. Like, I enjoyed the Lord of the Rings trilogy. I think those three books are amazing, you know, and everything. And, like, I thought each one read very well, you know. So, and there are other stories out there that I think it's very consistent, like, well done. But then there are some stories, I can't remember what it was. It's such a bad, like, the first book was good. It was essentially this book about, like, a lycan, which is, like, a werewolf. And then each book was about like the different factions. Like one was the werewolves, the vampires, and the one was like something about monsters. And then like it was about, eventually leading up to this war. I can't remember. Some people maybe who are listening to this might know the book I'm talking, the series I'm talking about. I can't remember. But the first book with the lycans was written so well. The one with the vampires was terrible. And that's not just because I don't like vampires. That's just because it was actually just really bad. And then the last book was better. It wasn't as good as the first, but it was better. And it wrapped up the story well. So at least it wrapped up. But the middle was like a real big, like a lot of people cut off at the middle point and they didn't get to finish the end of the full story. And stuff like that happens, you know, because like
it's a drag.
It just feels dragged. Especially like, what's the point of me reading this third book when the second book was so ass, you know, and the first book, you're like, let me just keep to my memory of the first book that was just good, you know. But the payoff was good, at least at the end of the whole war series. But yeah, stuff like that, it's pretty interesting, like how like some people write such amazing books and then like, and it also happens where like the first book is ass and then the second book is amazing and the rest of the books are amazing.
I'm yet to come across that. Probably because if the first book is ass, I'm not even bothering.
Yeah, you're bothering not bothering to read a second. There are some series, like I remember when I was younger, I can't remember which one was the one. It's a fantasy one. I think it's like The Whisper of the Wind or something like, or The Way of the Wind, something like that, where like the first one didn't really grip me, but then the rest of the books gripped me, you know. So stuff like that like can happen, and it's always pretty interesting to always find. Like, once again, I'm not a writer. I'm never going to like give out about a writer, but like, you know, sometimes you're just like, ugh, why did you do this? You
I know? Will give out about a writer. I will.
Yeah, but Nicholas is a writer, guys. I'm not really not like that Englishy. You know, I just say words on the internet.
I just like to read books, and obviously the more you read, the more you like see what you like, what you dislike.
And
like,
you form whatever. Your opinions.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely. Yeah. But I guess if you want to go with my quote-unquote
weekly
stand-up, you guys, we talked about it. It's funny because literally 4 weeks ago, we had this exact same situation. Kendrick responded to Drake. Remember, we had this whole thing about, like, would Drake respond to Kendrick? And then during this last 4 weeks, you guys had found out, we had found out, Drake did end up responding to Kendrick on his verse for Like That. He did push-ups. Then he even went and did a little tailor-made. You know, he had to take that off his Instagram because the Snoop Dogg's estate suit was...
Oh, someone actually did take action.
Yeah, like Snoop Dogg was like... Because the estate... Well, not Snoop Dogg, but his estate was like, no.
Delete this.
So he had to delete the reel. But obviously, it's up on YouTube and all these places. Like,
real he knew that was going to be the case.
Obviously, like... but... So, anyway. So he responded to push-ups. Let's do the timeline. I said we liked Like That. We told you this. What did you think of Push Ups by Drake?
I thought, do you know what? I actually thought it was good in terms of...
Also, sorry. Make sure you're giving us your opinion without... Try to go back to before you knew about the other two things that were coming.
I mean, that's really hard. But like, anyways. I thought it was really good. I was like, oh my God. Like, he actually clapped back. And for some reason, I didn't envision him clapping back the way that he did. I don't know. I just kind of undermined him a little bit.
Yeah, Nicoletta is not really aware of the rap beef stuff happening. She didn't really know about even the Pusha T Drake. No. I had to like ring her up on all those things. Educate her on the history about that.
I had no idea. And I was actually impressed. And the fact that it was like... like it was like a poppy song, you know, and I was like, oh my gosh,
like some push up,
you know, because it's like, okay, Kendrick was good, but it was like, you know, the double entendre or whatever,
quintuple entendre,
quintuple entendre, whatever, and like all this stuff, and I love the line where it's like nobody understands you anyway, or whatever. So that was funny. There's some funny moments, and I overall liked that song.
Yeah, push-ups were good. Like, when I heard push-ups, I was like, ooh, this is bouncy. I can bounce to this. It's good. You know, I can bop to it. It's enjoyable. And, like, you know, he was, like, disrespecting Kendrick, saying, like, oh, you're short. You used to wear small shoes. They steal your money. You know, Top Dog stole your money, 50% of your money. Rick Ross showed up. You're 50 years old. It was this 20v1, all these other things. You know, he was really going like, yeah, man, screw you guys, you know, and like, screw you, Kendrick, you short little small boy. You know, as I get more love than the city you're from, all these things. And I was like, you know what? This is fair. This is fair. And then like a week later, but one thing I will say, I did not like the fact that he like essentially was looking for our acknowledgement first by releasing as a leak. Because there was two leaks, the leak of like essentially like before it was cleaned up, and then the leak of the cleaned up version, which you heard.
Yeah, I don't think I
so heard the that. Uncleaned up version had a few other lines and stuff like that, and then the cleaned up version, which made it sound like, and then like at the end of the week, or it was like a week later, anyway, I can't remember what it was, he then released it on Spotify and on his Instagram, you know. But essentially, as some time went by before he went official with it. But obviously, like, he sent out the leak and people, like, streamers were reacted to it and all this thing. So it was kind of like getting the public opinion first, you know, before officially putting it out, you know, in case you go, oh, I don't, it wasn't me, or whatever, and then re-put it. I don't like that. He should have been direct and just posted it, you know. And then he did that with the TaylorMade when he posted it on his Instagram Reels, right, where he used the AI Tupac, AI Snoop Dogg, and then himself kind of saying like, hey, Kendrick, you haven't dropped. Is this because of Taylor Swift? You know, like you like a, like, you know, you like falling for her, you know, like, because, you know, she dropped an album that week. And he's like, is this why you're not replying to me?
Yeah, I remember that,
And stuff like that. And like, the thing is, it was, people have a problem, obviously, with, especially West Coast people, like that he used Tupac and Snoop Dogg, which are like big West Coast like figures, like legendary guys. And I think it's all fair in love and war, especially because it's psychological. It's psychological. He did it on purpose to fuck, because the idea is Snoop, like, if for anyone who doesn't know, like, publicly, Snoop Dogg passed the torch of like Compton and like being the Western like person, the West Coast idol, to freaking Kendrick in front of a lot of other legends and stuff, West Coast legends and stuff like that. And so like, he was the person, he is pretty much seen as the West Coast legend now, like the person that the torch has been passed to. So using the original legends, that's some mental psychology.
Snoop Dogg kind of passed the torch of like being a big rapper to Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah, for the West Coast, right. Like the symbol of the West Coast.
And then this guy, Drake, who is fighting with Kendrick, used Snoop Dogg's voice in through AI to make a song dissing Kendrick.
Yeah. Essentially.
The maths.
So we were like, damn. And then eventually, and you know, people like DJ Academics were on Twitter being like, X amount of days without Kendrick responding. X amount of days without Kendrick responding. It's now been to, on the 17th day, a random Tuesday. I'm sure there's actually something to do with the date and why he posted it.
Probably.
Kendrick live and direct on his YouTube. And then on the Wednesday, he put it on his Spotify. Straight away, he put out the verse. He put out a 6 minute and 24 second, bam, diss track. And what did you think after you heard the song titled Euphoria?
Euphoria. Initially, when Farouk put it on, I was like, oh my God, is this a new trailer for Euphoria? Which was funny, considering that it referenced Euphoria. Mm-hmm. And he's like, it's even better. And I was like, oh. Kendrick, I think I had to pause a lot along the way to understand what's being said. Mm. It wasn't as clear as what Drake
obviously was, it's saying. Not like, you're short, I'm tall.
But there was a part in the song where it was like, I don't like the way that you walk, the way that you talk, you know, keeping it very simple.
Yeah,
I get this. Like, this just doesn't like anything about this guy. I thought like there was a lot of meaning behind it. The reference that he was making to Black culture and Drake not being close to it and stuff like that, I think I really understood a lot more where Kendrick was coming from and like the deepness of it all. Because it just seemed like silly little beef, like little drama on the internet. But I thought it was very well thought out, as usual, with Kendrick's works. Very well thought out, very well seasoned. I really enjoyed even like listening to people dissecting it, because that way obviously helped me understand as well.
More of it, exactly.
But I thought it was really good. I thought it was a really good response. So
I think that's the thing. Like, a lot of people out here are saying, oh my God, Drake's pushups is... If anyone who's calling Euphoria mid... and saying Drake's verse is better. Once again, guys, I have not taken any side in this beef. Let me repeat this now again for the camera. I have taken no sides in this beef.
I don't give a shit about any of these.
I'm sure they'll come knocking on your door if you do.
I don't give a shit about these guys. I just enjoy music. Right? I love rap. I love rap, and I think beefs help push rap further. So I have no stake. You know, people have their sides. I'm just here as a spectator enjoying the sport of rap. But anyone who's saying that Kendrick's thing is mid and push-ups is better, what planet are you living on? Because I can understand it maybe on your first listen of Euphoria. You're like, okay, whatever. You know, you're like, this is good, but like push-ups was boppy. I was boppy.
I can see that being one of,
you know,
maybe the only factors.
That's the only factor.
Okay, Drake's song is more boppy, but like, this isn't about the bop.
It's a diss track. We're not trying to bop. Like, they're not trying to, you're not meant to be playing this in the club, bopping to it. It's disrespecting another man who disrespected you, right? And it's called a diss track, you know, like, you're like, that's the point of it. It's to diss another person, disrespect them. So like, don't get me wrong, Drake's one was boppy, was good, and he was like, oh, you're sure, you're not really shit, I'm the shit, and like, you know, all these other things. But Kendrick was like, yo, I don't like you. I'm going to take this personally. I'm going to destroy your character, destroy who you are, and dissect who you are in front of this. And he's like, and the point, he's like, I'm not even going deep. I'm just doing casually right now. Don't make me take the gloves off.
Don't tell any lies about me. And I won't tell any truths about you.
Exactly. You know, he's like, I'm not, he's like, this is a friendly fade. I'm not even properly fighting you right now. You know? And like, he even said that, oh, like, you got up in arms for a throwaway. As in, like, he's saying, like the verse on Like That, that was an afterthought to me. That was a throwaway. That wasn't deep. And you are up in arms for this? Like, guys, it's not that deep. If I really wanted to be deep, I could go deep, you know?
Yeah.
Which is crazy. Especially for coming from Kendrick.
Do you think we should expect a response from Drake?
We have to. As I said to Nicoletta many times, and I'll say it to you guys, Drake double texted Kendrick. He double texted, guys, deep it. He put out push-ups and then did the tailor-made freestyle, egging him on for a response. Like, okay, if Kendrick didn't respond after push-ups, or if he did, Drake could just be like, I already did my thing. That's it. I don't really give a care.
But we saw a brief response.
Like, we saw the story being like, of that movie. Being like, oh, the movie where she's reading poetry, and like, oh, I hate the way you do this. I hate the way you do this. Like, memeing it, essentially. But he did that, but that's not a response. He has to respond. He has to do
it. Do you reckon?
He has to. Because he, like, if he had, I said, if he had just done push-ups, I don't think he has any obligation to respond. Like, it would be good if he did, but there's no obligation. But by putting tailor-made freestyle out there, you know, saying that, Kendrick, we haven't heard from you. You, like, don't think this is going to go out light. You have to respond. He said those words to him.
Oh.
So, if you are going to say that and you want this guy to respond in response, you have to respond.
You can't. I feel like, for some reason, I feel like we won't get a response out of him.
We have to.
I feel like he's like, I'm bored of this. Like, this is just dumb.
I think.
I'm so much better.
I think Drake was already taking this personally, one. Especially because of the We Don't Trust You album, right? And then We Still Don't Trust You album. And then he's seen it as like his legacy on the line, in the sense of like, because this isn't like, don't get me wrong, and I say this to this day, guys, Pusha's T, the story of Adidon, is probably in our generation the best diss track that's ever been made. Like, I'm not saying like,
but oh. Is it the best because of what was revealed?
It's the best because of what, because that's what a diss track's meant to do. Yeah. We're meant to go, gasp.
But the thing is, like, I genuinely feel like if Drake is preparing a diss back, he is like on, got people on every corner of the internet trying to find any bit of dirt.
But the thing is, Kendrick. The biggest thing he could have done was being like, oh, Kendrick cheated on his wife. But Kendrick already told us he cheated on his wife in his last album.
He's like, you know what? I'm not going to let anyone
else. Mr. Morale and the Big Stepper, he admitted in that album. Yeah, he admitted in the album that he cheated on his wife. You know? Like,
that's shocking.
Yeah, I know. From Kendrick. And that, but he admitted it.
I wouldn't expect that from him.
That would have been the biggest, you know, mic drop from Drake. But
he can't. I still reference it.
What is there to reference? Like,
I mean, he referenced that Drake is a bad dad.
Yeah, because Drake is a bad father.
But that's what I mean. So he's like, yeah, well, you knew that when I didn't reveal him to the world. Yeah. So.
Well, okay. And for context, I'm saying like Drake was a bad father for not revealing him to the world.
So
like,
he's Drake a good was father hiding now. His son.
Drake was hiding his son
from the world. And then the Pusha T.
Pusha T, the story of Adidon, exposed that, right?
Exposed that.
So whatever situation you want to say, like, it's crazy. Like, whatever, right? And now, like, obviously he's made up for it. But the thing is, you can never beat the allegations of being a deadbeat dad, even if you're a good dad, because at one point you were a deadbeat dad, you know, right? Like, once again, we'll never know the internal workings of whatever that story was, because, like, Drake obviously was hidden. But the fact that someone else had to expose it makes it look so bad.
Yeah. Imagine Drake, like, pulls up, like a DM from Kendrick's wife or something. Oh, I would just love to see something like
Whitney? Whitney?
Remember when you were...
Whitney better start unsending a lot of messages real quick. No,
I know that guy has screenshots.
No, they've been together since they were young, so I don't think
that's the case. I can't
believe
he cheated.
But like, it happens, you know.
Wait a minute.
Moving on.
What do you mean it happens?
Either way, Kendrick, as in Drake, can say it, but like, as in, it won't be as hard.
Maybe
you know?
He cheated more than once and Drake knows.
Once again, he already spilled the tea. Kendrick already spilled the tea. There was no real more to say. Like, he did a Jay-Z on it, really. Like, you know, there's no real more extra tea to be spilled, whatever. You know, like, it is what it is. We move on. But at the same time, it's like, that album, that song, Euphoria, was crazy, you know? And, like, the way Drake is definitely taking it personally. Like, that song was personal. It was nothing but personal, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. He called it a friendly fade, but it was a personal friendly fade, right? Drake is definitely feeling disrespected by it, and he's definitely going to want to respond.
Right.
Like, the question is, I have no doubt Drake can respond. The question is, how severe will the response be, and how severe can it be?
Mm.
Like, as you said, what dirt does he have on Kendrick? Because Kendrick made a lot of claims saying that he has dirt on Drake. Drake can call out his bluff and be like, all right, what dirt you got on me? Because I know they ain't no dirt. Like, my son was the last thing, you know? Like, he can do that. He could play that card. And then if Kendrick has no dirt, it looks bad on him. Like, it's not like terrible. It's not like he lost the beef because but it just looks stupid. Like, oh, you're silly, man. You were saying these things and you didn't mean it, you know? But if Kendrick, like, does Drake have dirt on Kendrick that we don't know? Does Drake have other things that he wants to say out there? Because, like, if he attacks Kendrick, because, like, the push-ups was, like, very physical, like, your height, your split, all these things, like, doesn't really matter. It matters, but not
that
much.
Sure. Now what?
You know? Yeah, like, you know, he needs to go, like, I'm better than you. This is why I'm better than you. And then personally attack Kendrick. But even at that, because Kendrick personally attacked first, it won't give the same vim. If Drake personally attacks Kendrick, you know? It's like, oh, I hate you, Kendrick. We already heard Kendrick say that about you.
Like, okay.
Okay. He needs vim. He needs venom. He needs something. I was saying to you, I won't repeat those words, but he needs to say some really toxic things on that diss track.
You're gagging for that.
You know, or gagging for him to say some toxicity out there. Right. Otherwise, what's the point? But of all three, like that, push-ups, and Euphoria, which song do you think is the best of all three?
Like that, just because of Future.
Because, yeah, like that was very good. I enjoyed it. The song is very good. It's like a bop.
Like, it's a bop. It's a diss. Future's on. Everything that Future's on just like turns to gold.
It's very good.
Sprinkles. Which was upsetting when Drake was saying about Future. Like, he didn't have a number one to him. That pissed me off because
Where's Future? Why is Future not like... responded to that line.
He's like, I'm not part of this. This guy ain't part of this shit.
Like, you know, now that I think about it, Future.
Oh my gosh.
And Metro made a whole.
Which reminds me of Metro when someone at his concert shouted at him.
Shut your ass up.
Yeah, I heard that. Continues to play the show.
No, honestly. I don't know. Like, guys, this is honestly a really great time to be alive as a. As a rap fan, honestly. Like, if you're not enjoying this, I don't know when you'd enjoy rap, honestly. Like, this is just a great time because, like, we haven't really had beef since, like, funny enough, obviously the Pusha T stuff, but that was with Drake again. But the last time we had beef besides that was Kendrick's control verse.
Yeah.
Where he, like, said,
he disrespected everybody in the industry that was big, you know? And the people who weren't disrespected felt bad for not being there. They're like, wait, why was I not on the list of people you thought was a threat? Nice. Am I not a threat? You know? So Kendrick seems to be at the epicenter recently of all these like electrifying rap, as he says. I make music, electrify, make sure you pacify.
So which one is your favorite out of the three?
Song wise, just to play in the car and bop, like that as well. I really enjoy that track. I think it's instrumentally it's the best, without a doubt.
Oh, Metro was on.
Like, yeah, exactly.
Metro turns everything to gold. Like, Future turns everything to gold.
The whole thing is a good composition, but lyrically and the just the euphoria is definitely my favorite. But obviously, just musically wise, I do like that a lot. I prefer it to Push Ups. And don't get me wrong, Push Ups is an enjoyable track. They're all three of them are really good tracks, honestly. You know, so like if you were to go straight off, just like sitting down, playing it in your car and enjoying it, it would go like that, Push Ups, and then Euphoria. If you were to go from like actually like, oh, this is a diss track, it would be Euphoria at the top, without a doubt. I don't know. I think Like That would still be better than Push Ups, just because I really like Future's verse on it as well. And then obviously the beats, like it is like
the big go off. It went off.
And like, you know, but then again, like I enjoy Drake, but I'm not the biggest Drake like fan of any sense at all. Like I enjoy his like rap. I like rap Drake, not melodic Drake.
So who are you a big fan of?
So I'm not really. I think everyone knows who my. Well, not everyone. I think. Most consistently when it comes to rap, definitely I think the most consistent person, like I once again, I don't have a favorite, but if I was to say someone was like a consistent in my life that I've enjoyed and I put them in high regard, it's definitely Skepta. Like because, you know, Skepta is the one that introduced me into grime and UK music, definitely. And I think the guy is super cool himself. You know, he like pause, no diddy, like, you know, he's clean as hell. And like he makes really good music, and he's very versatile. And I think it's amazing what all the things he's done, you know. So like Skepta's definitely up there, like as a goat for me, quote unquote. But I enjoy a lot of people. I just enjoy music.
From anywhere in the world.
From anywhere in the world, from all sides. But how about yourself? Who would you like? I know I recently sprinkled this in your head. Who is your favorite rapper? Or
that's very hard, obviously, as well. Like I enjoy music and not necessarily rap all the time. So it's really hard, but this question really got me thinking of two, like, who would I say, like, okay, this artist, like, he just play it on and it's like go, and controversial, we might get canceled all the lot, you know. It gotta be Kanye, like,
understandably. Obviously, guys, from a pure music artistry just perspective.
Music, I think Kanye is, like, amazing. Like, he's such a good artist.
Great producer, all around. Great artist. He's all around, like, really
good. He's such a talented guy.
He's so talented.
And you can tell from his music. Like, this guy was making bops from way back that are still bopping today.
Oh, absolutely. Like, I don't think anyone can ever take Kanye. Like, despite all this craziness from outside, like, no one can take anything away from Kanye himself as an artist.
And I think he's a great designer. I think he has a lot of he's a very creative person in a lot of different fields, not just music. But to me, the music, the like really creme de la creme, like he's such a talented person. And like, his music is just so good.
Makes sense. So, Kanye Yeezy.
I know.
Yay.
Well, it is what it is.
Man, like, yeah, I know. I see he has a lot of kids running out there. Like, you know, like everyone's trying to be like him, to produce and make music, doing a lot of things that he's already done, you know?
Exactly.
So he has a lot of clones. So I know
for a reason, you know.
For a reason, he inspired a whole generation.
I agree.
So
moving on a little bit from the rap beef. How's your cut been going? How's your summer shredding? You guys, I'm joking.
It's been going well, honestly. By the time you guys listen to this, what was it, Saturday? One day after, I'll be 4 weeks in. So going pretty well. I've cut a good few amount of kgs. I'm sitting around 84 or so going pretty well. Like, goals, maybe get, like, the weight doesn't really matter, it's just like it's an arbitrary number, but like visually I obviously want to get, this is a goal I'm looking for, but I think that's somewhere around 79-80 kg. I think that is probably more than likely around where I would need to be to look where I want to look like. And it's going pretty well, being very consistent, keeping my calories consistent. Haven't had a cheat day, but today, the day we're recording it,
technically it's not even a cheat day because I'm pretty sure I'm within my calories, but like I'm going to have some lunch or dinner, I guess, with some of my boys, and like I've allowed myself to try to refeed my body because I've been very tired as the last few days of just like waking up early and like just not having that vim, that energy, because I've been going hungry. And obviously that's not what you want to do during a cup. Don't be me. But yeah, so like doing that. But it's funny because I literally have only, like, by the time we even record this, it's like, what, 4 in the afternoon something? Yeah. I've only had one meal. So like, you know, it's obviously like I'm still cutting. Like, you know, those meals though, maybe will put me a little bit over my thing, but obviously because of training and other things, I might be still fine, but we'll see. But how about yourself? How is your cup going for you?
Yeah, I think mine's going pretty well too. I started right after Ramadan, and I think in a way that was a good start for me because I, like, the hunger that you experience during it is so intense.
Yeah, it's way worse.
Way worse, like 100%. That when you actually get to eat like proper meals and be hydrated, it almost feels like, oh my God, this is, I'm easier. So blessed, yeah. Like, to be able to just eat throughout the day. Which is
the point of Ramadan, to be grateful. Know?
Like, very, very, very grateful for my meals and everything. I think it's been the easiest that it ever has been so far. I'm only, what, 3 weeks in, so I'm a little bit behind, but like, the hunger's creeping in here and there, but it's nothing like I've experienced like before.
Yeah, or,
like,
that say, you can't deal with.
Say during Ramadan, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The hunger is just not the same. So I'm like, this is fine. Like, this is so fine. But we'll see how it'll be in a few weeks.
Yeah, obviously. Like, it gets, as time here, goes on, it gets harder. It does get harder because especially you need less calories.
Yeah.
Like, you know, as to like still keep consistently cut the same amount of weight. Because obviously the smaller you get, obviously your calories also go down to cut. So it's not like, you can't stay consistent the whole time, unfortunately.
I mean, I think you could eat the same amount for a good bit.
Yeah, for a good bit. I think it's usually like about after 4 weeks, you need to at least increase your calories again by another 100 or so, because like you've hopefully dropped.
Or you can increase your
your output. Yeah, it's either expenditure increase or in.
Exactly. I'd rather go out for a run than eat less because.
Yeah, obviously. Guys, it's really not easy.
It's already little enough food as it is.
But we'll see. Like, sure, if it all goes well, you know, like maybe you guys will see me topless on Instagram.
Oh,
you know,
hey, hey.
That's never happening. Don't start salivating.
Gotta
kids.
All excited.
Yeah, stop salivating. Chill, put in your pants. But yeah, I know. It's going well, and
you definitely see me shirtless anyway. Watch over that.
But it is what it is. It's typical and standard. Every summer we see it.
Standard.
Yeah. So, but yeah, no, hopefully it goes well. Hope you're all also doing whatever you want and your summer plans are getting ready. We're getting very, like, we're in May, guys. Like, this is the final month before the summer months.
Isn't that insane?
You know?
Well, actually, summer started May 1st.
No.
Officially, did you know that?
Oh, yes, because technically August, September, October.
May, June, July.
And then November, December, January.
Yeah.
So
summer has started.
Technically summer, but you guys know what I mean. Yeah. Real summer doesn't start until June, you know?
Yeah, I
Because we're all, like, May is when everyone's, even at work, you're wrapping up stuff in May to get ready for PTO in May, like June, July, August, you know?
But especially usually because, like, kids are off.
Especially for like people who have kids, because then they go on holidays with their kids during that time. But even for us, like single people without children, we are like still like wrapping up projects in May and stuff like that as well, and all these things, and you know, it's easier to go on PTO and stuff like that. So
what's your May looking like? What's your just before June?
Head down, grind those weights, grind those walks, grind not eating, like, you know, and just like get that to the end, boys. Like that's just the goal. Just to really, really make sure I utilize these last 4-5 weeks and just get the most out of it. And then I'm like, yes, it's June and I'm
let's
ready.
Let's go.
You know, let's go. You know, you also start getting your P's up, guys. You have 1 month less to get your P's up for it all before the summer activities start beginning to just eat your money away. We know how, I know how some of you boys be out here. You know, when it's summer, you saved up for the last 6 months just so you can blow it all away in summer. So you better get those last month paychecks in, you know?
Yeah,
get the most out of it.
I think my May, I have a very special birthday to look forward to. have 90s birthday that I was really like,
whose birthday? It's not my birthday.
What do you mean, who?
It's not my birthday.
It's 90s birthday, so that's coming very soon. Then we're going to go to Tralee to see our family. And then we have 2 weeks. And then it's June. Boom.
Boom.
It's June.
No time, no rest for the wicked, guys.
And June is looking pretty busy for us, so.
Yeah, it is. You guys will find out when you find out, you know.
Yeah.
We're going to go on a little break.
Little break. Little I didn't break. Even know that.
We're going on a little break.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, guys. Oh, my God.
I'm so excited.
But, yeah.
I'm so excited for our summer plans.
Yeah.
I mean.
To be honest, June is
our one holiday.
Our one summer plan. And then the rest is. Like, last year, we had a lot of things planned even before summer. Now, there's one thing.
Just one.
Just one.
But I'm happy with that one. To be honest, excited.
Yeah, this is a very big one, so.
Yeah. Well, not very big. Last year was very big.
No, this is very big. Are you crazy?
Last year, we went to Japan and got engaged.
Yes, but this is also very big.
Obviously, it's very big, but I'm saying, like,
I'm talking about the holiday is very big, too. Really? You think this location is not as big as Japan?
No.
Don't think about distance. Think about finances.
Okay, it's an expense. It's not more expensive. It's an expensive. No,
because Japan is cheaper. We just chose to do big in Tokyo and big in Japan. You know, we were big in Japan, you know?
But the thing is, you can do this destination cheap.
I can get a super cheap hotel in Japan and get the best living. And
okay, it doesn't. You but can't you can do that you can find location. A cheap place. You're not gonna get the meals and all
my
that.
My point is, you can go big in Japan on a budget. You can't go big in this place on a budget.
I get what you're saying, but I just feel like it's still like, it's so not close.
You
to
know,
home.
I can't wait for you guys to find out because then we can have this argument and you guys can give your own input on see which one.
It'll
is
be
more.
A very interesting because it's destination you worth know. It. Destination.
Yeah, let me not lie. I already have my answer. It's not.
But do you reckon? I hope your mind changes.
I don't think so. I think I will enjoy it with you, but the cash for the input for the output, I don't think it will be worth it.
Okay.
You get me?
Yeah.
Like, I think there are certain places that you have fun, don't get me wrong, but the input required for that fun
but it
is
depends
not worth
what
the,
you go
the fun
for.
You had.
Like, this holiday is the most chill holiday we've ever had for a reason.
You really think so? Not yeah. more chill than our resort holiday?
Which one was that?
When we went to, Canary Island, whatever one it was.
I honestly don't think so. I actually think that was very, like, we still did stuff.
Oh,
we went to
we
the
were
beach.
In that thing pretty much.
No, this is even more chill.
I think it's chill. I think it's on the same level as that one. Let me not lie.
I think it's better.
Because we didn't even party in that one.
I think this
we didn't
is
even
so
party in
better.
That one.
We did in the one that we went to. With my mom, we didn't.
No, I mean the one we went to, that was one night and the very last night before.
It doesn't
we
matter. We went out into the ocean at nighttime.
Anyway.
I loved it, okay? I actually really loved it.
I really don't enjoy it. You guys already know how I stand about resort holidays. You know, they're not really my shtick.
I like being active.
I like being.
There's some activities we have planned. Obviously, I took care of a lot of that. Frug just gave me his card and I just like.
Good. You heard that, ladies.
But
get
guys, don't
a sugar daddy.
No. Don't get it twisted. I paid for one of
get
the
get yourself a sugar daddy.
I paid for one of those.
Get yourself a sugar daddy,
which is very expensive. But that was the only thing.
No,
I'm
sugar daddy's
not
expensive. Maybe for your mental health, it's expensive. Your wallet is very nice. It's very nice. Very.
But
good.
Anyways, it'll be fun, and I'm really excited, and I can't wait to share with you guys. So.
Yeah. I'm sure we'll get content actually out there. You know, if you guys haven't noticed, we've put in a lot of content out there outside of podcasting. Well, Nicoletta has not me. Technically me because I'm in every single reel, every single TikTok that she posts on her personal.
You're narrating my life.
So actually, if for any of you that don't know on the podcast, Nicoletta has been posting on her own social medias at Nicoletta.nb on both TikTok and Instagram. You can find her there. And on YouTube as well. Did
shorts,
you? Yeah. You're on shorts, yeah. So you can find her that. Did you take the at handle at Nicoletta.nb for YouTube?
You can't put Nicoletta.nb. It's just Nicoletta.nb.
Okay, so in YouTube is the only one that's at Nicoletta.nb.
Yeah.
And what's it called? So that is there. You know, you should actually change the rest of one to remove the dot because the dot's kind of stupid.
It's taken.
Oh, shame. But yeah, so anyway, that's there. She's been posting it. If you want a little bit more content outside of the podcast about us, that's where it is, you know. Find and you have to enjoy. You can always get more content. Like, if 45 minutes of us the rambling wasn't enough, like, and you want more minutes every single day outside of the,
see what our day to day looks like,
feel free to go there. Yeah, go support, obviously, go subscribe, like, the whole thing. It's subscribe important to Patreon. We want the girl to get blow up as well.
That too,
you know. So, you know, and obviously the most important thing, if you're going to do anything from this podcast, you heard what she said, subscribe to the Patreon. Patreon, that's the most important thing. Nothing else is more important than subscribing to the Patreon, guys. And with that, we will see you again next week, same time, the same place.
Till next time,
peace.